I want to mention this though. After 10 years, the Stephen Milne case may well come to a conclusion today, just after 10 o'clock. Milne is due in court to face rape charges. Milne, of course, the former St Kilda footballer. Now, we will be at the court to see what happens, but I've been told there could be very significant developments. That's the way legal sources describe it to me. Quote, very significant developments, unquote. Well, that'll unfold in court, which is right and proper. It won't unfold here. Court is where these things happen. We'll tell you as soon as we can what those developments are, if anything. But this case has been going 10 years. March 2004, the incident happened, and it developed from there. A woman, then 19, alleged rape. There was a police investigation, which was criticised. No charges were laid. Then she took civil action, and then later still, the case was reopened and charges were laid. Now, as is well known, I've been in the middle of this. This program's been in the middle of this. I taped an interview with his accuser not long after the incident happened. And something happened. The question is whether it was rape. I taped that interview but agreed not to use it until she approved it. And she hasn't agreed to use it. So I haven't used it. I did hand the interview to the court, to his defence. They were threatening to subpoena it and she agreed I could hand it over. But in my view, it supported her case. But regardless, that interview is still in my possession. I will not use it until she agrees. Whether that changes today, I don't know. I'm told the family is pleased that this may be near an end today. And it's just extraordinary that something like this can run for 10 years. We'll cross to the court as soon as something happens, which will be soon after 10 o'clock.